We made our first call to poison control because of something Ellie drank. Totally unrelated. Ellie has made Jeff cry every day this week, but for a sweet reason. And this week in Amazon history takes us back to the year 2019 and everything we bought, we still love and use today.
All that and more on today's show.
You are an upsider, living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. Welcome to the Upside.
Upside Podcast.
With Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
Today is Wednesday, August 10th. My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the knowledge of back roads. There is really not a lot of things that give me satisfaction, like knowing the back way between A and B when the most direct way is backed up with traffic or construction or a fender bender.
Especially when other people don't know it. Yep. Doesn't it just make you like have a sense of pride that like, I don't know, like, why do you feel like you're doing something right with your life? I don't know, but you totally do.
Yep.
It's like a tremendous source of pride.
Schools are back in the Atlanta area. Schools are back. And yesterday was the first day I had to drive Ellie to her preschool with schools. Like, the roads are just different. Like, I don't think
it's always more, like, everything's different.
Yeah, I don't think I saw one school bus, but there was just so much more traffic. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have to call an audible here and go this way instead of this way. And it was great. So, anyways, proud of myself. I'm grateful for back roads.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for poison control. We called poison control last night. Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
Just let me start the story by saying everyone is fine. Yeah. But it's one of those things where I don't even know like how to call poison control. Like, is it like 911? Is it like what are they gonna ask? What are they gonna do? So I will tell you because I now know what they do with poison control.
Can I get a little commotion? Though, for what I made us do like a year ago, and by us, I mean you and I and also your parents.
For what?
I read something about poison control and how it's not uncommon to have to call poison control as a parent. Like, you hope you never have to, but it's a terrific resource if your kid eats something that they shouldn't eat. And the article I read said that nobody has the poison control number handy. Like you got to Google it and then you got to whatever. So I found the poison control number and I told everybody to put it in their phone and I sent it out to everybody. So what happened yesterday? You were panicking and you were looking for the poison control number. And I said, Callie,
You saved it in your phone.
And it's in your phone.
Oh my God, right.
In case you're wondering, the number for poison control, if you want to save it in your phone, is 800-222-1222. I don't know why I said
that. You really got excited about that, didn't you?
800-222-1222.
That's a really good number.
Which if you're spelling it, if you're trying to, you know, make up, it's 800.
You're so dumb.
Or 800.
That's not even true. Is it true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all 222. What? So it's all A, B, or C. So it's 800.
Why is this not making sense to me right now?
Because the number, the number one.
One is A, B, and C.
Oh, no, number one doesn't have anything on it, does it? It doesn't matter. Nobody uses words on their phone anymore.
Okay, so number one has nothing. Number two is A, B, C, but I think you were saying it wrong.
It's ABBA, one, ABBA. It's ABBA, one, ABBA.
How about one,
That works also. But this, as long as the second is longer than the first. No, because it's
It doesn't matter. You'll run out of numbers.
Yeah.
just throw a one in the middle, right?
Or it's 800-222-1222.
Yeah, or that. So I have to say, I want to preface this whole story by saying, I think we're pretty decent parents, right? Toddlers are ninjas. They are little, fast, nimble little ninja creatures. And what they can accomplish in 10 seconds is like super remarkable, to the point where like you'll blink and think that you were blinking for 2 seconds. And like the kids already destroyed one room. Like it's a superpower. And I don't feel like as a 36-year-old, we are evenly matched against the tiny human. Like if I were 19, like my 19-year-old self needs to be Ellie's parent because I was much more nimble.
Well, it's not only that, but they also, they are gaining skills at a remarkable age.
Yeah.
So Ellie, last night, I was in the studio with her. Callie, I think, was getting ready for work or folding some laundry or something. So she was in another part of the house. Ellie and I were in the studio together. And I mean, and she was on the floor and I kind of had one eye on her because she was playing with some markers, but they're markers I know that she can't really get the cap off of. Like she needs help, but she just likes to take things out of a box and put things back into the box. So that's what she was doing with these markers. And when I looked closer, I saw that she had a little squirt bottle of stuff that you would use to clean a whiteboard. And she had unscrewed the cap and the bottle was empty. Now, I know that there was hardly none in there because I had just used it like.
Hardly any.
Hardly. What did I say?
Hardly none.
Was that improper English?
I think so.
Oh, there wasn't much in there because earlier that day or the day before, I tried to use it to clean off the board and it was definitely like I was pumping hard.
You're like, oh, I gotta
to get the stuff out.
Order more.
And there were a couple drops of it in front of her. So I walk downstairs with Ellie and say to Callie, "Will you smell Ellie's breath?" And she does. And she goes, "Why?" And I'm like, "Does it smell like whiteboard cleaner? Because she may have just done a shot of whiteboard cleaner." And that's when we called.
I am surprised that you weren't more panicked because usually you're the one that's like, totally panic. And I'm the one that's a little more calm. But I was like, okay, we have to call poison control. And you're like, well, I don't know if she did. I'm like, no, we have to call poison control because I don't care if we think she did or we think she didn't. Like, there's no reason to not call poison control because it's free. And what happened is I call and I think the first words.
Can I tell you before you tell what happened when you called, yeah. Can I tell you why I wasn't panicked? One, I was very confident at how little was in there. Mm-hmm. Like I was very, very confident that there was none in there. And two, after I saw that it might have happened, I actually tasted it. Like I put it in my mouth.
Jeff.
Because I wanted to know if it like burned or anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. If it was burning or if it was like hurting, whatever. And it just tasted like soap. It just tasted like slimy. It was just gross.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I know. That's probably not the smartest. Like I'm guessing if you had told poison control that, they probably would have said he is dumb.
Yeah. So I call and the first thing in my mouth is, I don't know what I'm doing because I've never called this number before. And the lady on the other end of the line was like super nice. And she said, okay, so tell me what happened. And I said, my kid, she's 21 months. We don't know whether or not she just drank whiteboard cleaner. And she was like, okay, do you have the name brand of the whiteboard cleaner? Can you tell me what it is? And I was like, yes, it's Expo. And she was like, great. And she said, have you offered her anything to drink since that happened? I was like, no. She was like, okay, let me go check the ingredients. You can offer her water or anything else. Because if she is like moving her tongue, like, oh, this is weird. Like I have a bad taste in my mouth. Like something else will help that. So offer her something to drink and I'll be right back. I'm going to go look up the ingredients or whatever she does. So she double checked on some ingredients and came back and said, hey, oh, and they asked me how much we thought she had, which I told them. And she said, okay, so I am not super worried about this. Just keep an eye on her. And, you know, try to have her sleep on her belly in case she starts throwing up, which would be the worst that would happen with the amount she had. So it was very helpful. And like, I'm not going to sleep on calling poison control again if I feel like there's something up.
Can we call poison control for the dogs?
I was literally just thinking that, and we need one.
Well, I wonder if
Sadie
you can,
is out of control.
I wonder if you can call poison control. Well, no. Sadie was falsely accused of eating a crayon last week. And I came home yesterday and I was moving so quickly because I was getting both groceries out of the car and I had to get Ellie out of the car. Mm-hmm. So I look off to the side. I brought the groceries in first and I look off to the side and I'm like, huh, that's weird. Lily's eating a carrot. Like, yeah. In the middle of the living room. Where did she get a carrot? And that just popped into my head. But then I went back outside. And as I'm getting Ellie out of the car seat and coming back into the house, I'm like, wait a minute. This is the first time in history that Lily hasn't been at the back garage door, like going, barking like mad.
So excited that
when I come in. Yeah. And when I set groceries down, she's like, oh, I got to smell all the groceries. Oh, he has the baby. Oh, I got to go greet the baby. Like Lily is just involved. And I'm like, that something's up. So I get Ellie real quick, come back inside, and it's a freaking orange crayon. So we falsely accused Sadie last week.
That is not true. I caught Sadie doing it.
Oh, you did?
I did. And then I saw Sadie her poop out a rainbow.
So Sadie told her. Sadie's like, oh, you know, it's delicious crayons.
Crayons. Yeah, you should try to snag one of those while they're not looking. First of all, we sound like horrible parents. We also sound like horrible dog parents because every episode, I feel like, we were like, our dog did this. Our dog did this.
Our dog ate this. Our dog ate that.
We have a very quickly moving tiny human that the dogs aren't used to. And we have Sadie on a diet. So the combination, like our house is just a little chaotic right now. I will say I did have the thought halfway through the poison control because they tell you it's confidential. And I was like, huh, that's weird that she's saying it's confidential. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what? Like, I was like, is Defex going to show up at my door and be like, the thought crossed my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, if you call, are you going to get punished? Because they're going to be like, oh my God, why weren't you washing your kid?
No, I think they probably say it's confidential because let's say today Ellie eats, I don't know, whatever, right? She chugs at half a bottle of Robitussin.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Whatever. Who knows? She can open bottles now. So, like, you know, we could go downstairs and she's making a martini.
I told you. Ninja.
Right. So they want to reassure you that it's confidential. So, like, if we had to call back today, we're not like, oh, my gosh, we're calling poison control for the third day in a row. They're going to judge us.
I was also just thinking it popped into my head just now that what if somebody's kids accidentally got into, like, their non-prescription drugs or something like that? Like,
or prescription drugs.
Yeah, you don't want people to not.
Oh, you mean recreational drugs.
Recreational drugs. Like, you don't want people to not call because they're getting in trouble if their child, like, you know, ingested something that's not legal or whatever. So
yeah,
that makes sense. Anywho.
Hi, poison control. Yeah, my 2-year-old is sweating profusely, loves everyone, and won't stop listening to EDM music. I think there's a chance maybe they found, it's not mine, but I think maybe they found like an ecstasy tablet or something. What if this is totally—
By the way, not an issue in our house. We don't do drugs in this house. Jeff was just kidding.
So for whatever reason, over the past 7 days, Ellie has just become, or at least demonstrated, a lot of bravery and courage. And it makes me, every time, oddly emotional. Like even, yeah, so here are the three things that have all, actually, I don't even think it's been a full week. It's been in the last 72 hours.
Yeah.
Number one, Callie is hanging the wallpaper in Ellie's nursery. And so there's a ladder that's just leaning up against the wall. It's too bulky to move in and out of the room. So it's sitting there for now. And Ellie will go to the bottom of the ladder, announce the word ladder because she likes to announce.
Nouns.
She has a lot of nouns. Mm-hmm. So she's like, ladder. And then she just starts pulling herself up and she will climb all the way to the top of the ladder. Now, obviously, I'm standing right behind her.
You're her spotter, right?
Yeah, I'm her spotter. But it's just like the first time that she did it and she turned around and there was just this sense of pride on her face. Yeah. Maybe it's not the bravery part of it. Maybe it's the pride because she got to the very, very top of the ladder. I mean, she was way up there. I'm a fan of like, let her take careful risks and, you know, but even that made me, I was like, this probably isn't careful. Like she could have touched the ceiling. But when she turned around and she looked and then she looked down and she just got this smile on her face, I started to tear up. So that was one. The other one was just a stop at the playground that's near our house on our way home from running errands. And she did the slide for the first time completely all by herself. Like she climbed up the steps.
Because in previous like weeks, months, whatever, since she's been walking, she will climb up to the top of the slide and she'll either think about it or she'll like want Jeff and I to hold her hands on the way down. So she's never done it completely on her own, like marched up there, gone down the slide.
Yeah, I think she's done it. Maybe she's done a couple solo runs, but like we've been there and she hasn't been looking forward. She's been like looking at us. There's just been nerves. This time I was standing 6 feet away from the whatever, what's it called? Playset or whatever. I was not close to it. And she just marched up the steps. And before I could even get over there to assume my normal position next to the slide, she just sat down and looked up and pushed herself and went down. And you could see the look. She surprised herself. Then she got this really proud look. And then she's like, again, and jumped down. And she kept doing it.
Do you think that her bravery has anything to do with her going to school and like watching other kids?
Totally.
And
yes.
Like she's like, oh, this is what we do. Okay. Because yes. This is like kind of her first time being around other tiny humans her age.
Yeah. I 100% think that's it. I would assume. Or maybe it's just a normal part of, I don't know. It's my first time with a kid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be part of normal development. And then you brought up her school. The third one that she did was when we got to school, there's somebody who helps her out of her car seat, obviously. And she walked into school all by herself under her own. She's like, oh, okay, I'm here. As opposed to looking like really worried and sad and kind of crying and having to be carried in. She's just like, in I go. And then when she got to the steps, she held the guy's hand who, I don't know, like the car line helper guy, held his hand and walked up the steps. And it was the sweetest thing. And I'm like, she's so brave. And then I pulled away and I was tearing up too. So
she walked out of school too and walked to the car and was like, mama. And it was so cute. And I was so proud of her for, you know, just being confident enough to like, okay, it's time to go. And walking out, walking in the car.
We've gotten a couple questions of that. Well, anyway, so to wrap up the Ellie stuff, she's not poisoned. Put poison control's number in your phone, and she's so brave.
And we're questionable parents based on all of those stories.
Except for the bravery stuff. Oh, no, because like the letter.
The letter, yeah.
We've gotten two, generally speaking, we've gotten two different types of messages about the divorce podcast that we produced that we talked about last week for our friends at Smith and Files, the family lawyers. It's a podcast. It's all about divorce and custody and
the most popular questions that people Google and look into when they're looking for divorce.
It's like a how-to guide for divorce. When we released it, as two different podcasts. One of them is simply it's called Untying the Knots. And all of season two are these questions and the answers. And that's the podcast. The second one is called Not Family Mysteries.
Now, Not Family Mystery.
Sorry, Not Family Mystery.
It starts with 30 seconds of a true crime podcast, and then it goes into season two of Untying the Knots. So everything that you would learn about divorce, but if you need to listen in secret or you don't want someone to know that you're listening to a podcast about divorce, you're able to listen to that. And I think the coolest messages that I've gotten are people saying, wow, that's so thoughtful, that's so helpful. And truly, like every show that we work on, one of our requirements, you know, is that you leave the world better than you found it. And I think this is such an amazing example of how these women are doing that, because they're giving people a safe space to find out about things that can be really, really uncomfortable. And
in some cases, dangerous.
And in some cases, dangerous. And I think, you know, I don't want to say it's common, but I think it is common to be in a relationship where you're scared, or you could, I don't know. I don't know the right way to say it, but they are very, very thoughtful in doing that. So it's super cool. We went, you know, because I can't have anything true crime related not be like level 12 because I'm such a true crime fan. But this is a sensitive thing, you know, because we don't want to make light of, you know, anything really horrible or domestic abuse or anything like that. So we hired a documentary writer who like writes, she does like scripts and stuff like that for true crime documentaries and stuff like that. And then we had an actor voice the beginning of it to sound like a true crime podcast. So if you're going to listen to Not Family Mystery, here's what you're going to hear in the first 30 seconds.
The Knott Family Mystery. Christmas Eve 2020, a family vanishes in the middle of the night. The front door left wide open, both cars in the driveway, the table set for dinner. The only clue left behind, a note saying they're acting of their own free will. Where did the Knott family go, and why? I'm Dawn Christensen, and you're listening to the Knott Family Mystery Podcast about the unsolved disappearance of Ray and Carla Knott and their six children.
Is the coast clear? Great. Welcome to the secret version of Untying the Knots.
You know, I'm proud of it. I'm excited for Dawn and Kristen, and I think it's a really great resource.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for your next comedian here at Ellie's Comedy Club. You're going to love this guy. Welcome to the stage, Dad.
Scientists recently discovered a fossilized dinosaur fart. It's already in a museum. The exhibit, it's called Blast from the Past.
Have a joke for Ellie's Comedy Club. Have a comment on something we've talked about or an idea for the show? Call or text Callie and Jeff. 800-434-5454.
When I find a product that I love, I latch on hard. I have been a Rothy's customer for years, a paying customer of Rothy's for years. Here's a couple things that I love about them. One, they are incredibly comfortable. You can take them out of the box, put them on your feet, and go about your day. You will totally forget that you're wearing brand new flats because they're that comfortable. No rubbing, no discomfort, none of that other stuff that usually comes with flats. And teachers, I am looking at you because you're going back to school and you're going to be on your feet. You're going to be chasing kids around. You want to be comfortable. Maybe you also want to be cute. Rothy's are both. And the best part is you can wear them for a long day. You can sweat in them. They can start to smell. And guess what? You can machine wash them. I machine wash mine all the time. People Magazine named The Point the best flat for their first ever style awards. They're so cute. That's what drug me into Rothy's, right? But my favorite style is the loafer style. And they're really cute. They can dress up jeans. And again, they're really comfortable. The best part of Rothy's is everything they make is better for the planet. They've repurposed millions of single-use plastic bottles into their signature thread that goes into every single one of their products. And that is why I'm super proud to spend my money with Rothy's. Step up your shoes and accessories this summer and get ready to be asked, are those Rothy's? Plus, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/upside. That's rothys.com/upside.
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There are a lot of ways to support a healthy brain. You could learn a new language. You could take power naps. You could do physical activity. That actually makes your brain healthier. And you can do BetterHelp online therapy. I have been a huge therapy fan since the first time I went, over 12 years ago. But before then, I made fun of people who went to therapy. I didn't get it. And now I do. You can change your life, but don't wait a minute longer. BetterHelp makes it so easy. You don't even have to leave your house. You can even do live chat therapy sessions. You don't even have to be on video. And it could be much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, and you can save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/upside. That's BETTER. HELP.com/upside just for being an Upside listener and taking the leap to take care of your mental health with BetterHelp.
I have been on an awesome health journey the past couple of months, and it started when I was like, I feel like something's off. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but I don't feel like myself. And I ordered a Women's Health Everly Well test. Now, if you've been experiencing symptoms and you don't know where to start, Everly Well is committed to listening and supporting your journey towards better health and wellness. The Everly Well Women's Health Test measures 11 biomarkers known to play a role in your overall health and wellness and checks for any abnormal levels that may be keeping you from feeling your best. Then you can take the results of your Everly Well test to your doctor and say, hey, here's what I found out. And it is so cool. They have over 30 at-home lab tests, and you'll be able to choose the test that makes most sense for you to get the answers you need, like the women's health test or the food sensitivity test. Everly Well ships products straight to you with everything you need in one package. To take your at-home lab test, simply collect your sample and use the included prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab. Your physician reviewed results get sent to your phone or device in just days. Over 1 million people have trusted Everly Well to support their health and wellness goals, and you should too. You can also get vitamins and supplements from them to continue your journey of feeling like the best you. For Upside listeners, Everly Well is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/upside. That's everlywell.com/upside for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/upside.
We appreciate our Upside partners, and we appreciate you for supporting them. For more information on any advertiser on the Upside, visit callieandjeff.com.
Traveling back to the year 2019 for this week in Amazon history, I have three things that I purchased this week from Amazon. And all three of them, I continue to this day, will endorse.
Okay.
Glowing reviews. Item number one, an Ove glove.
Ove gloves. If you don't have an Ove glove, get one. Totally worth it. We love ours. We have multiple.
It's basically an oven mitt, but it's a glove.
But it's a really well-branded product that was probably on one of those saw it on TV thing, as seen on TV things. And like, is it different than a normal oven mitt? I don't know. Do we like it more than an oven mitt? Yes, we do.
So I'm guessing this is, I've had Ove gloves for years, so I'm guessing this is a replacement one because they do, I mean,
spill stuff on it. They get nasty. They need to be
up. So, 5-star review for the Ove glove. Also in 2019, this week, we bought, and our friends Pam and Mike told us about these, collars that light up for your dogs if you have a big yard at night. So they don't light the dog's path. They just glow so you can see where in the yard the dog is.
Yeah, it's like a glowing collar, and they were super helpful because we lived in a house with a huge backyard. It was so awesome. But we would let the dogs out at night, and we couldn't see them. And we would be like, hello? Like, I know they're not really escape artists, so I wasn't scared of that. But a little part of me was like, are they okay?
Right.
Like, I don't know. But we put these glowing collars on them, and they're amazing because you can just see these little floating circles and where they go in the yard and what they're doing.
And the third thing that I bought this week in 2019 were Tozo T10 Bluetooth earbuds.
Oh, the OGs.
The OGs. This was a pair of earbuds that this is right, like AirPods had come out not long before this. And I'm like, I don't want to spend $150, $250, but whatever AirPods cost at the time, because I know I will lose one of them. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm just going to buy a cheap like a $30 pair off of Amazon, a $40 pair. I don't remember what I paid for them. And if I can use them successfully for a couple of months without losing them, I'm going to keep them. This, that I looked at the price. These are now $25 and they were freaking great. And because they're only $25, the pressure's off.
I had people still asking me about those earbuds as of like 3 months ago. Like, yeah. I haven't gotten a message in 3 months, but it's one of those products that for whatever reason stuck. And yeah.
So, and I'm not like, I like loud music. I want my music to sound good, but I'm not, you know, an audiophile. Like, I'm not like, oh, the bass is a little heavy or whatever. Oh, these sound a little, whatever word you'd put in there. So I don't know if these are acoustically perfect, but they're also $25.
Right.
So the brand is Tozo, T-O-Z-O. And the ones that I bought 3 years ago were T10, Tozo T10. And they're still available today. I looked when I clicked on it. Those, and that is my week in Amazon history.
Before I do my week in Amazon history, I gotta say I'm a little salty about Amazon right now because 2 times in a row, their little spinoff companies have been letdowns.
What spinoff companies?
Not spinoff companies. I don't know if they're spinoff companies, but I wanted to try Amazon Pharmacy because in my opinion, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, Amazon's so efficient with everything else. Like, I can get deodorant in like 5 minutes. Why would I not do prescriptions that way? And it'll be easy and mindless because my drugstore is such a pain.
Yeah.
And it was so disorganized. It took forever. It was more expensive. And yeah, not a fan of that. And then I ordered about 3.5 weeks ago, I ordered photos for some frames that we have. These still haven't come.
Oh, yeah. Why would you go? There's so many great companies out there.
Because I was just thinking, like, Amazon, surely they have their stuff together. But what I have learned is the Amazon photo isn't through the same delivery service as like the warehouses that are local that are so efficient. Mm-hmm. So it got lost with USPS. And then, I don't know, it says that it's supposed to be here by 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll see.
My favorite photo, online photo delivery purchase, whatever it's called, if you want to print out your photos, is a company called MPix.
You've been using them for years.
Yeah, love them. They've never let me down. MPIX. And if something gets lost, they just replace it. No questions. If something doesn't look right, like, even if it's your mistake, like, sometimes I've done like, oh, I'm going to do the glossy finish. And then
you're like, why did I do that? Yeah.
It looks terrible. They're like, no problem. And they just redo it and send it. It's MPIX is the company. They're great.
But I was really proud of myself because the frames have been a micro anxiety thing because we've had empty frames since we moved into this house. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take care of it. So I, you know, went to the download link of like the, you know, newborn pictures of Ellie, and I did all this work and I got it all organized and I uploaded them to Amazon, and then it didn't work out. But what did work out, highly recommend.
Did it give you a headache? Because if it did, you should just buy some aspirin through Amazon Pharmacy and then you'll feel better.
That was a really bad joke. did you write that down?
No.
Jeff is writing something. I'm like, did you write that joke down and then you were waiting for me?
No, that joke happened like that, right? That went right brain to tongue. Mm. That's how quick it happens.
The magic.
Yeah.
We bought and continue to use the Thermacell. Do you know by the name what that is, Jeff?
It's the mosquito repellent thing.
Yes, it is awesome. My parents got one, and mosquito things I feel like are hit or miss. This one is outstanding. It's called the Thermacell, and it is, I believe, it's $29.99, and you have little like bug repellent things that you stick in there. You put it outside like 30 minutes before you know you're going to be outside if you can. And yeah, works wonders. My mom is like the most bitten human being by mosquitoes of all time. Yeah. And it works for her. So if it's Kay Riggs approved, it's going to work for you.
Here are your 3 random things for today. Number 1, a chef reveals the 10 foods you should never get delivered.
Because, is one of them sushi?
Because the quality will go shockingly no. I expected sushi to be number 1 on the list, especially in the summer.
Yeah. But
sushi, not on the list. These are in no particular order, so I'm just going to blaze through them. Sandwiches with creamy fillings, because they make the bread soggy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're usually mayonnaise-based, which could be dangerous in the hot sun. Mm. Salmon, because it can continue to cook in transit, which will dry it out, so he said. Mm. noodle soups, unless the broth is packed separately. Grilled cheese, because the cheese will cool and lose its gooiness.
Oh, yeah.
Food with breaded coating, because it will lose its crunch. Ice cream and smoothies, because they melt. Nachos, because they'll get soggy. Omelets and egg dishes do not travel well. And the number one, well, the last item on his list, French fries get soggy really quickly when they deliver. And that's 100% true.
That's totally true. You know what, though, about that list? Most of those things I wouldn't think to order to go. Like, I wouldn't think to order nachos.
I am not going to comment on that, because before 2020, I would not have think to order anything but pizza and wings.
Yeah, we didn't order.
Maybe. I think I ordered sandwiches. Like Jimmy John's sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
But
their whole gimmick is like,
yeah, super fast delivery.
Yeah.
And Chinese food. But mm-hmm. other than that, I wouldn't have thought to order anything. And now I'm like, was it last night or the night before? You were like, I have a craving for lasagna. I wonder if anybody delivers lasagna. Like, the thought of lasagna delivery 3 years ago was ridiculous. And now I'm like, oh, it does sound good. Hopefully they would have some good bread to go with that as well.
Yeah. Crazy. Also, did you see, random tangent on this random things journey, did you see that everyone is like freaking out because Chick-fil-A now is offering wings?
I did not see that.
Oh my gosh. It's like all over my Instagram, and people are so excited to try the Chick-fil-A lemon pepper wings. I guess because people love wings. I don't really get the appeal of wings. To me, it seems like a lot of work for a little bit of chicken. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so you'll have to go try them out. Your second random thing is, there's a guy and he's out doing some research, and he's an avid bird guy, right? He sees something in a tree and he's like, what is that? He grabs his binoculars that he has, because this is like a nature trip of some sort. He realizes that he is staring at a bird that has only been documented one other time in history. He has a camera, he photographs it, and he videos it, and gets proof that this actually happened. And it's called the Santa Maria Sabruing. And it's super rare. They actually thought it was extinct, and then this guy happened to see it. So, like, apparently it's not extinct.
That's bragging rights for every Audubon and bird convention you go to for the rest of your life. Like, you're the one who found the Santa Maria, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I'm like 98% sure that he's going to, like, a celebrity in the bird
100%.
World.
People will take pictures with him for that.
Oh, for sure. Will you send me a picture of the bird?
Yes.
You
know what I mean?
But
will you tell us the story of how you spotted it again?
I mean, I think it's cool. So if you're an avid, what do you call the people?
A birder.
No, it's like an aviary.
Audubon?
Yeah, an Audubon. So if you're an Audubon, I imagine that's like, oh my gosh.
No, Audubon's the name of the society. I don't think you're an Audubon. I think you're a birder. That's like saying that, you know, if you're a pilot, that's like you're a Delta.
You know what I mean though, right? Like someone that is
a
really-
A birder.
That's literally what they're called.
I think so.
I feel like, I don't know. Anyways, but I also learned in learning about this that there is a most wanted list of a search for lost birds. So there's a list out there that can tell you birds that people believe have been lost in time.
And your third random thing is, here's a list of stuff that millennials will not spend money on. And I have to say, I agree with a lot of these.
As someone who is married to a millennial?
Yeah. This is all stuff that's gone out of style with millennials, okay. Money spending in the past couple of years. Casual dining chains, like, let's either go to fast food or let's have a nice dinner out.
Mm-hmm.
But all those middle of the road things, like those family restaurants, like the Chili's and the Applebee's and the Outbacks, they're not into that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're either going to do fancy or we're going to do cheap, one or the other. The wedding industry, like, yeah, we don't need to have big, fancy, elaborate weddings. Cable. Hey, what do I need cable for?
Totally
I'm going to stream everything. Doorbells. Why install something on your door that you have to maintain and keep up when people are just going to text you here when they get to your driveway?
Well, and to be honest, like, I don't want my doorbell to ring. Why would I want my doorbell to ring? I don't want to go to the door. If I know someone's at the door, that's the purpose of my doorbell. So if I know someone's at the door, I will not go to it.
Postcards and souvenirs. Like, millennials are just not into junk anymore. So
it's because we burnt out on it in our youth.
And the last thing is department stores. Why am I going to go walk around a department store or a mall when I can just go online and get exactly what I want? And those are your three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Most people learn about The Upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing Upside community can continue to grow.
Earlier this week, Callie and I, each separately, independent of one another, had one of those days where everything and everyone was annoying, was driving you nuts. No matter what it was, it was just received negatively, and it put you in a worse mood. She was dealing with it, I was dealing with it, and we thought it was interesting that the only thing that wasn't annoying to each of us
was each other.
Unless you were lying, was each other.
I wasn't. I wasn't annoyed with you, but I swear to you, like, I could walk into Target and someone would blink at me in the wrong way, and I would be like, you!
The day it happened, I actually honked my horn at someone. For a minimal reason. Like, they were like going really slow and I was trying to get out of a parking lot onto the main road. And they were just like rolling up to the light super slow. They were looking at their phone. There was nobody else coming. Non-frustrated Jeff would have just been like, whatever, let them go by. But for whatever reason, I honked at them and scared them. Like, I startled them. And I was like, yeah, serves you right to be scared. Like, that was the thought in my head.
If gratitude were served in an IV, I would say that we both needed it.
Hey, this is Claire, and I wanted to answer your teacher question. Here's what teachers would love to have in the middle of the year. Teacherspayteachers.com gift cards. That is where there is curriculum that is made by teachers, so teachers who are doing a side hustle could benefit from it, and teachers that have run out of workbooks, worksheets, or never had those things to begin with, textbooks, you can get everything there. Second, something like HelloFresh, Sunbasket, meal stuff, because when the world gets hectic, sometimes we forget to feed ourselves. So I've taught in three major southern cities. I would have really loved TeachersPayTeachers.com gift cards and meal kit gift cards. That would have made a world of a difference. Thank you guys so much for thinking about teachers between September and April. Have a great day.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Emily calling in regards to your teachers and how to support them. So I teach high school, and so far this year, we've already had a crew of parents come together and fill our little teacher lounge with snacks and little candy and drinks and goodies like that. And it was chock full. There was fruit in there, granola bars, all that kind of stuff. And so that was really nice. And last year, that same group of parents also provided us with lunch a couple of times a year. So they had sandwiches, they had a soup day where there were like multiple crock pots full of soup. So that's a great way to support teachers, is to do little things like that. And then send a nice note or an email to your kid's teacher or one of them, just every now and then. If your kid is, you know, nothing's going wrong, anything like that, and it's just, you know, or your kid says, hey, I actually like this class, and da-da-da-da. Maybe send them a nice email. We don't always need gift cards and all the things, but just little ways to show appreciation are really, really nice to have. All right, thanks, guys.
It is more about, like, answer the phone when we call about your student. Return our emails when we email you and say, hey, so-and-so is struggling. I have after-school tutoring. When we offer help, read the email. Return the phone call. Because when it's time for report cards to come out and a parent's like, oh, I had no idea my baby wasn't doing well. And I'm saying more high. I'm a high school teacher. So it's not like we're sending home things in their backpack for the parent to take out. Like, this is all, the grades are online. Just check the grades. So yes, the markers are nice. I love a bunch of colored Expo markers because my school only provided black, red, blue, and green. But truly, it's so much more than just needing supplies for school. It's needing the support of the partnership between the parents and the teachers and the administration. Like, we need you to trust us and believe us and just help us to get your teenager off TikTok. Truly, that's what we need.
I've reached the last years of my I'll be so glad when they're out of diapers. I'll be so glad when they start school. I'll be so glad when they're out of school. I'll be so glad when this, when that. I wasted so much time on that. I'm not trying to be that old wise woman giving you advice, but if I could tell you one thing, don't postpone joy. Find your joy in what's happening today, because that's where it lies.